来学习马可福音第三章。
We will continue learning Mark chapter 3.
第三章从31节到35节。
In Mark chapter 3, verse 31 through 35,
这里在提到。主耶稣的母亲与弟兄。
here it talks about Jesus' mother and brothers.
那如果我们看33节。
In verse 33.
耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？这是一个问号。
Jesus asked, who is my mother or my brothers?
对我们来讲哦，这个答案很清楚。
For us, the answer is very obvious.
生我们的那个就是我们的母亲嘛。
The person who gave us birth is our mother.
那母亲所生的就是我们的弟兄姐妹。
And the other children that our mother gave birth to are our siblings, our brothers.
但是我们现在受洗以后我们有一个父亲。
But now that we are baptized, we have a father.
就是天上的神啊。
Which is our God in heaven.
加拉太书里面说教会是我们的母亲啊。
And in the book of Galatians, it says that church is our mother.
所以我们的家庭就扩大了。
And so we have an extended family.
所以如果我们看34节
So here in verse 34,
有四面观看那周围坐的人说，看啊，我的母亲，看啊，我的兄弟。
He looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, here are my mother and my brothers.
所以这样看起来，跟母亲相同年纪的都变成我们的母亲了。
So it seems that those who are close in age with our mother, they become our mother.
然后跟我们的兄弟相同年纪都变成我们的兄弟了。
And those who are close in age with our brothers, they become our brothers.
所以我们从父母为中心的这个家庭就扩大以天父为中心的这个属灵的家庭。
And so, from our own family as being the center, now we look around and we extend our family to those around us in this spiritual family.
但是这个属灵的弟兄姐妹，的关系有一个条件。
But to be our spiritual family members, there is a criteria.
所以35节。
Here in 35 says,
说凡遵行神旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹跟母亲。
For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother.
也就是说，如果没有照神的旨意来做，那这个关系就不存在了。
In other words, it means that if you don't do the will of God, then this relationship is non-existent.
那神的旨意是什么？
So what is the will of God?
悔改受洗，洗去我们的罪。
Is to repent and wash away our sins.
这是要跟天国有份的一个入门点。
It's the entrance to be part of the heavenly kingdom.
所以一个人不管慕道多久，也有一些慕道朋友几十年，在教会里面也帮忙煮饭，每个人他都熟，但是他就是不洗礼。
There are some truth seekers who have been truth seeking for many years. They even help out in church, work, cooking, but for some reason, they are not yet baptized.
那不洗礼，他就不是遵行神的旨意，就不在这个大家庭里面。
But since they are not baptized, they are not yet obeying the will of God. They are not part of this household.
当然我们需要用爱心来关心他们。
Of course, we need to care for them with love.
But in God's presence, they are not part of this family.
But But in the sight of God, he is not yet part of this household.
那既然是这个大家庭，家庭一定要有爱。
And since you are part of this household, there is always love in a family.
请问大家，我们怎么知道我到底有没有神的爱在我心里面呢？
And how do we know if we have the love of God in us?
我们现在看一些圣经节，腓立比书。
Let's first turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
腓立比书第一章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神给我国做见证的。请读。
Verse 8, For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在使徒行传十六章他到欧洲传道，第一个教会建立的就是腓立比教会。
When Paul started his ministry, the first church that he visited was the Philippians church, the Church of Philippi.
他跟弟兄姊妹就好像一个大家庭。
And so he and the brothers there, they are like a big family.
然后他说，我切切想念你们众人。
And here he says that he longed for them.
因为有主耶稣基督的心肠。
For he has the affection of Lord Jesus Christ.
有主耶稣的爱。
He has the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们这个大家庭为什么会吸引人，是因为有主耶稣的爱。
And so how can this big family of ours attract others is due to the love of Christ.
那如果每个人都有主的爱充满，
And in each of us are filled with the love of Christ,
我们就会很想念教会的弟兄姐妹。
Then we will long for the brothers and sisters in church.
就好像我们自己的家庭，如果这个家庭很圆满，充满着爱，你就会很想念自己的兄弟姐妹。
Take our own family, for example. If that our family is filled with love, then we will also long for the family members.
疫情把这个每个家庭分散在各处两三年。
Due to the past pandemic, it has separated many family for many years.
但是一旦疫情开放了，你看好多人就要回家去看他的父母，就家庭团圆。
Now that many nations have opened up and welcome foreign visitors,now many people are flying across the nation to visit their family.
这个就是有爱的表现。
And this is the action of love.
但是我们在教会也是一样哦，这个教会一开放哦，好多人好高兴就会来教会聚会。
And likewise here in church, when church first opened up, there are many people who long to come back to church.
看到弟兄姊妹好高兴啊。
And they were so happy seeing brothers and sisters.
这个就证明我们里面有神的爱。
This means that we have the love of God in us.
但是如果我们疫情开放了，我们都不想要回来教会。
But after, if the church opened up and we don't long to come back to church.
我们去菜市场，去买菜，去机场。去哪里都可以去，就是教会我不来。
They can go to shopping, to grocery shopping, to go to the airport, but for some reason, they just don't want to come back to church.
那这个就好像说，我跟谁都可以见面，就是我自己的家人，我不想要跟他见面。
This is just like saying that I can meet up with anyone except my own family member. I do not desire to meet up with them.
这个就是代表我们这个家庭里面的爱还不够。
This means that the love in this family is not enough.
所以我们现在这个大家庭扩大了如果我们大家都充满着爱，我们到教会看到弟兄姊妹会很高兴。
Now that we have this extended family, if we're filled with love, then when we go to church, we'll be glad to see each and everyone.
如果我们看这个创世纪啊，第一章跟第二章啊。
When we read Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
神用六天创造天地。
God created heaven and earth in 6 days.
那这个六天里面，神用七次说神看是好的。
And in these 6 days, there were 7 times that God said that he saw everything as good.
所以神创造是好的。
Means that his creation is all good.
那在伊甸园的生活里面哦，有三种的关系。
And in the life in the Garden of Eden, there are 3 types of relationship.
第一个就是六日要劳碌做工，看守伊甸园。
The first is that you need to work for 6 days and guard after the Garden of Eden.
然后你要吃园中树上的果子。
And you will eat from the tree.The fruits of the tree.
今天来讲就是我们的职业、然后因为有职业有收入我们有生活没有挂虑。
So this symbolizes our work. Because of our work, then we have income and then we can have a life, a living.
还有两个关系。
And the other 2 types of relationship.
一个就是亚当跟神的关系。
One is the relationship between Adam and God.
所以他在伊甸园能够跟常常见到神跟神讲话。
For in the Garden of Eden, he can often meet with God and talk with God.
跟神有团契。
He has fellowship with God.
那第二个关系。
And the second relationship.
亚当跟夏娃的关系。
It's the relationship of Adam between Adam and Eve.
那以后生养众多就有父母跟子女的关系。
And they have offsprings, so they have the relationship of parents and children.
再来有兄弟姐妹的关系。
Then there is also the relationship between siblings.
那这个关系再扩大就是教会的大家庭。
And when you go beyond this relationship, then you come to the relationship of church.
所以一个神看为好的生活、当然他要有职业然后从职业得到生活的需要。
And so a life that God perceives it as being good is first you need to have a job, work to do.
但是这个不是最重要。
But that is not the focus nor is what's the most important.
最重要就是我们跟神的关系。
The most important is our relationship with God.
跟神有团契。
Is to have fellowship with God.
再来跟教会弟兄，除了这个家庭之外，跟教会的弟兄姐妹，好像一个家庭有团契。
And besides our own family, then is to also have relationship with church, with the brethren inside church.
如果这个两个关系都很好，我们会活着很喜乐。
And when we have good relationship in both of these, then we will be joyful.
所以我们教会努力的目标就是希望教会成为一个大家庭。
And so, as for church, our goal is so that we can become one big family.
里面充满主耶稣的爱。
And there's love of Christ in this family.
所以来的就不想走。
And so for someone who comes, then they are unwilling to leave.
因为充满着爱。
Because there's love in this family.
走了很想回来。
And so they long to come back.
那这两个关系都很好，我们活着就很幸福。
And when you have a good relationship in both of the family and extended family, then you will have a blessed life.
所以第三章三十五节、遵行天父旨意就进到这个属灵的大家庭里面。
And so here in Mark chapter 3, it states that you do the will of God is when you walk into this big family.
但是如果一个人犯了罪，他离开了教会、他已经跟这个大家庭已经没有关系了。
But when a person sins and leaves his family, then he no longer has the relationship with his family.
所以我们看到了就觉得好像、失去了在主里面那种一家的感觉。
And when we witness such thing happen, we feel that the loss of that relationship with the person.
那既然这个是因为主的爱，主的爱就是接纳。
And since this is due to the love of God means acceptance.
不分犹太人，不分希腊人，不分是做主人的，做奴隶的。
Whether you are Jewish or Gentile, whether you're a master or you're a servant.
也就是说，不分种族、文化，不分社会的阶级。我们在主耶稣的爱里面都是合一的。
And in Christ, we are one, despite the race and your work and also your status.
所以我们在教会里面如果开始分，那这就不是大家庭了。
And so in church, when we start dividing the people, then that means that we're no longer one family.
你从哪里来，我从哪里来，你是什么种族，我是什么种族，开始分了，那这就没有办法成为大家庭。
When we start highlighting like where you come from, what's your background, what's your race, then that means that we are no longer one family.
所以遵行天父旨意就是用主耶稣的爱在真理的教导之下，那这样我们就有一个非常好的神的国的关系。
And so to do the will of God is to submit and to observe the love of God. And so in this manner, we will have a good relationship in this big family.
而且这个关系很奇妙，你到非洲去，一起跪下来祷告，大家都说方言，圣灵充满，忽然间我们就发现我们是一家人。
This relationship is quite unique that no matter where you go, even in Africa, when you are there, you feel that we are just one big part of this big family.
那我们现在进到第四章。
Now let's continue into chapter 4.
第四章的第一节一直到二十节在讲撒种的比喻。
From chapter 4, verse 1, and all the way to here is about the parable of the sower.
那在马太福音13章里面，也是在讲相同撒种的比喻。
The same parable is also mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew.
那为什么主耶稣要用比喻来讲道理？
So why Lord Jesus was using parable to teach?
好，我们可以看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若对外人讲，凡事就用比喻。十二节。
Verse 12.
他们看是看见，却不晓得，听是听见，却不明白，恐怕他们追转过来就得救。这个地方讲神国是一个奥秘。
Here says that the mystery of the kingdom of God.
那这个奥秘要怎么了解呢？
So how are we to understand this mystery?
所以主耶稣就用最简单的比喻来描写最奥秘神国的事情。
And so Lord Jesus uses the easiest parable to explain and teach this, the mystery of the kingdom.
那如果一个人在马太福音十一章里面也这样讲
In Matthew chapter 11 it says,
我们可以看马太福音的十一章。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
十一章二十五节
，Matthew chapter 11 verse 25。
耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因你将这些事向聪明通达的就隐藏起来，向婴孩就显露。”这个地方讲神国的事情向婴孩就显露。
Here states that the mystery of heaven.Or the hidden things from heaven are revealed to the babes.
什么是婴孩？
What or who are babes?
婴孩觉得他什么都不懂嘛，所以他很谦卑。
Now, babes are those who think that they don't know much and they're very humble.
哦，那什么是聪明通达？
And so who are the wise and prudent?
哦，就是表示我很懂，我在世界上头脑很聪明，我速度很多。
Are the people who think that they are very smart and they know everything.
那神的国就隐藏了。
And to those people, the kingdom of God is hidden.
啊，真的是这样子。我们在教会看到这个很多不同的慕道朋友。
Indeed, it is like these. In church, we often come across many truth seekers.
啊，大概有一个倾向啊，凡是能力越强、知识越高的，信主耶稣的比例越低。
And this seems to be a tendency that those who are very, very knowledgeable and they have great abilities have less in numbers that come to believe.
为什么？
Why?
因为很难让他承认说我什么都不懂。
Because it's very hard for them to admit that they do not know much.
但是哥林多前书里面在讲哦，照着他所懂的，他还是不懂。
But in Corinthians says that according to what they know, they still do not know.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们一生哦，能够懂的只是一点点啊。
Because throughout our life, what we can understand is only very minimal.
那除了我们懂的，其他的都不懂。
Besides what we know, everything else we actually do not know.
所以有的人头脑很多，聪明，书读的很多，但是他很谦卑，他知道哦，不懂的比懂得多。有这样的心啊，神就开他的心，他就听得懂，他就信了。
And they are still people that even though they are very knowledgeable, but they understand that what they do not know is actually a lot more than what they actually know. And with this humility, they are able to come and accept the truth.
好，所以我们这个回答到马可第四章。
So when we return to Mark chapter 4.
啊，这个十一节，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
And so here verse 11 says that the mystery of the kingdom of God are only known to you.
啊，所以从第一节开始在讲这个撒种的比喻。
And so starting from chapter 4 verse 1, the parable of the sower.
啊，如果主耶稣不解释啊，谁都不懂。
If it was not for the explanation of Lord Jesus, no one would understand it.
啊，但是如果主耶稣一解释，我们就说哦，啊，原来是这么清楚。
But after the explanation of Lord Jesus, then people come to understand what it really means.
啊，所以这个比喻啊，这个是一种奥秘，帮助我们了解圣经。
And so parable is to help us understand the mystery of the Bible.
啊。那从第一节一直到第九节啊，就有看到第一个是种子，第二个是土地，第三个是飞鸟。
And so from chapter 4, verse 1 through 9, and there talks about first the seed, and then the land, and also the birds.
那我们就先看哦，这三个代表什么。
And so let's first study these three and what do they mean.
啊，我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
撒种的人所撒的种就是道。
And verse 14, the sower sows the word.
啊，所以种子就是道。
And so the seed means the word.
啊，那如果我们要再进一步来了解，要看彼得前书第一章。
And if we are to further understand, we need to turn to 1 Peter.
啊，彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
啊，23节。
Verse 23.
啊，第一章23节。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是正借着神活泼长存的道，这里在提到重生。
Here talks about to be reborn.
啊，那接下去就谈到两朵种子。
And following that, it talks about two different types of seed.
一个是能坏的种子。
First is the corruptible seed.
那个就是我们撒在地上这个花的种子啦，菜的种子。
And that actually typifies the seed that we actually sow, like the carrot seeds, the fruit seeds.
哦，它会开花成长，它也会死。
They will grow and bloom, and eventually they will die.
那第二个是不能坏的种子。
The second type of seed is the incorruptible seed.
哦，那就是神活泼长存的道。
And that is the word of God which lives and abides forever.
哦，那为什么这个道这么重要？
So why is this word so important?
哦，那二十四节啊，就在描写人是什么。
It's because here in verse 24, it describes what is man.
如果我们24节啊，读前半段。
When we read the first half of verse 24.
凡流血气的都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，就读到这里。
All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass.
那人活着好不好呢？
So is it good for man to be living?
像草啊，像花，这怎么不好呢？
Of course, it's good because we will be just like flowers, like the grass.
所以养孩子很辛苦，大家都要养孩子，为什么孩子成长好像草，像花？
It's so hard to bring up a child, but why does everyone still have children? It's because seeing them grow is just like seeing flowers and grass grow.
所以带给父母，带给家庭很多的快乐。
It will bring the family and bring parents much joy.
但是下面一句哦，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the second half says the grass withers and its flower falls away.
对人生的下半场哦，就好像花草在凋谢。
And so for men, the latter half of their of our life is like grass, whether it will wither and fall away.
如果发展枯干凋谢，就被扫了，丢到垃圾桶。
And when a grass and flowers fall, withers and fall away, they will be swept off and thrown into the trash can.
所以如果看到下半段哦，人生活着要做什么？
And so when you read the second half, you might wonder, then what should we do in the second half of our life?
人还有什么希望？
What hope is there?
所以我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
有主的道永存的所传福音就是这个道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
所以这个道这个种子会带给我们重生，会带给我们人生活着有盼望。
And so this word with this incorruptible seed, you will bring us hope. You will give us rebirth and, in life.
会带给我们会枯干、会凋谢这个人生变成有一个永远活泼的盼望。
And so this life that eventually, gradually will wither and fall away, this word seed will bring us a hope.
我们就回到马可第四章。
Let's return to Mark chapter 4.
所以十四节说撒的种子就是这个道。
Verse 14 say, then the seed is the word.
但是接下去我们就发现在教会里面来了很多慕道朋友，但是每一个慕道朋友听的道理是一样，但是每个人结果都不一样。
And so continuing describes a scenario, and just like in church, we have many truth seekers, and they all come to listen to the word, but their ending or choices are quite different.
那为什么会这个样子？
Why it results in this?
难道神有偏待人吗？
Is, does God show favoritism?
如果我们看这个撒种的比喻关键就在人的心，每一个人的心都不一样。
And from the parable of the sower, we come to understand it's due to man's heart, because we each have a different kind of heart.
对，在这里把人的心分作四种。
And so here, it divides man's heart into four different categories.
那我们现在看第四章十五节。
Let's first read chapter 4, verse 15.
这个第四章啊，十五节哈，第一个就是撒在路旁的啊，人的心好像在路旁。
The first type is those whose seed are sown by the wayside.
哦，然后啊，这个道理种子撒在这个人心哈，但是他为什么没有办法长大呢？
And so, since this seed is sown into the hearts of men, why is the seed unable to grow?
啊，十五节下面说，撒旦立刻来哦，好像那个飞鸟把他心里的道夺去了。
Second half of 15 says that Satan comes immediately and takes away.
哦，所以这个第四节这个飞鸟就是代表啊，解释就是十五节这个撒旦。
And so the verse in verse 4 here is talks of, is based it equates to the Satan here described in verse 15.
哦，那这个撒旦怎么把人的心夺去呢？
So the, how does Satan come to take away man's heart?
啊，有时候是借着人，有时候是借着人呐。
Sometimes it's by the hands of man.
哦，我们有慕道朋友，每一次到教会来听道理都很感动。
We have truth seekers that every time when they come to church, they're moved by the teachings.
夫妻感情很好啊，他每次回去就跟他先生分享他的感动。
And so every time when the wife returns home, she will share what she heard at church and what moved her.
然后先生就用科学把他听的那个道理的感动全部都消除了。
But then the husband would try to cancel all her thoughts through science.
So 这个就是魔鬼吃掉啊，借着他先生把他的道把他吃掉啊。
And so this is Satan using her husband to eat her away.
啊，所以后来他这个先生啊，到外地出差大概半年了。
And later, the husband went on a business trip for about 6 months.
哇，这个慕道朋友听到就真的有扎根了，就开始发芽了。
And you realize that the truth seeker was able to take root on the words that she heard.
哦，那以后祷告得圣灵就受洗了。
And later on, she prayed, received the Holy Spirit, and eventually was baptized.
哦，所以是第一种土地在路旁。
And so the first type of land are those that are by the wayside.
好，那第二种土地
And the second type of land
啊，就是十六节
Verse 16
撒在石头地上
Is the on stony ground
啊，很多石头啦，但是种子撒进去哦，但是啊，它立刻欢喜领受，哇，这个道理这么好。
Even though they are stones on the ground, and when they heard the word, they immediately received it with gladness.
但是问题在哪里？
But where is the problem?
十七节。
Verse 17.
心里没有根啊，因为是石头地嘛，所以那个根扎不进去。
They have no root because it's a stony ground. Therefore, there is it's hard for the root to root down.
所以他很高兴哦，哦哇，信耶稣这么好，好像那个种子开始在发芽。
Even though they are glad and know that believing in Christ is very good for them, and they have started to sprout.
但是啊，因为他没有扎根啊，所以太阳一出来一晒就干枯干了。
But because there is the root did not take place in the ground, and therefore as soon as the sun rose, they wither away.
所以下面未到受患难受逼迫就跌倒了。
So when tribulation or persecution arises, then immediately they stumble.
我们有看到慕道朋友哇，来教会听到了好高兴啊，我要去买一本圣经了，现在开始要来读经。
We also see truth seekers likewise. When they first heard the word, they're so happy, and they will go and buy a Bible and determine to read the Bible.
但是要去买圣经的途中啊，发生了车祸。
But on the way to buy a Bible, they ran into a car accident. And afterwards, no matter how you invite them, they just won't come to church anymore.
就是为道受了逼迫，就跌倒。
Because there was tribulation, they were persecuted, and for that reason, they stumbled.
哦，这是第二种土地。
And this is the second type of land.
那第三种土地哦，这个人的心呢，本身是很好。
The third type of ground is when the heart is very soft.
对，十八节啊。
Verse 18.
在荆棘底叫人听到哦，但是呢，他心里面有荆棘，把那个挤住了，所以他长不大，也不会结果子。
And even though they heard the word and the seed sprouted, but there was no place for them to take root. Because there was a lot of thorns.
哦，那荆棘是什么？
So what are the thorns?
哦，十九节。
Verse 19.
世上的思虑、钱财跟迷惑。
Are the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things.
哦，他也很想要追求啊，但是就是哦，对世界上太多的事情，然后钱财。然后，厌乐哈、哦，有其他的地方有讲厌乐，就把它挤住了。
Even though they want to pursue, but they are choked by the many things of this world. Here I say the riches and the desires of life.
哦，那所以他就没有办法结果子了。
And for that reason, they become unfruitful.
啊、哦，那最好的就是好土地。
And the last type of ground are the good ground.
哦，所以二十节哈、哦，领受道理结果子三十倍、六十倍、一百倍。
And here says that some are a 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold.
好、哦，感谢主啦！我们今天在这里参加 NATS 应该都是好土地啊，所以我们才能够会在这里。
We thank God that today, since we're in OATS, we all are sown on good ground, and that's why we're here.
哦，但是这个也帮助我们了解啊、哦，为什么这么多人听道理，到最后真的接受信仰的不是很多。
But this also helps us understand that although there are many people who have heard this word, but there are only few who actually accept this word.
那从21节一直到25节
Starting from verse 21 through verse 25、
哦、就提到、哦、斗底下的灯
Here mentions about the lamp under the basket、
哦、我们看21节
Verse 21
人拿灯来啊岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不是放在灯台上吗？所以灯是要照亮啊，所以它就要放在灯台上啊。
And so a lamp is to shine light, and so it should be placed on a lampstand.
哦，那他用这个啊、要来解释什么
？And so what is here to explain?
啊、哦，我们看23节
，Verse 23。
啊、哦。二十二节哈
，Verse 22，
因为隐藏的事没有不显露出来，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的啊。然后有耳听的就应当听啊。这个世界上啊，没有一件事情可以隐藏得住，全部都会显露。
Verse 22 say nothing can be hidden in this world; everything eventually will be revealed.
啊。行善哦，那个行善的人、啊、他不告诉人他行善，但是迟早还是会显露。
The person who does good, even though they don't go around telling other people that they did good, but eventually it will be revealed.、
啊、跟这个一样哦。
Just like what states here.
做恶的人常常觉得说，我这个没有人会知道。
For those who do evil, they might think to themselves that no one knows.
但是每一件作恶的到最后还是大家都知道。
But the fact is that every evil doing, eventually people will come to know.
圣经已经讲, 隐藏的一定会显露。
Just as here the Bible says, everything that is hidden eventually will be revealed.
哦, 然后我们再看 24节。
Verse 24.
哦, 你们用什么量器给别人, 也必用什么量器量给你们。
Here say, with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you.
哦, 并且还要多给你们。
And more, and to you who hear, more will be given.
有时候别人怎么对待我, 我们其实是在反映我们怎么对待别人。
Sometimes how people treat us is a reflection of how we have treated others.
哦, 所以有时候我们会听到人说, 我来教会都没有人跟我打招呼。
Sometimes we hear members, they share how no one greets them in church.
我不要一下就相信, 这个教会没有爱心。
And so we should not immediately assume that there is no love in church.
对这样的信徒建议, 你下一次到教会哦, 你就试着跟大家打招呼。
For members who think this way, I would suggest to them that next time when you come go to church, you should attempt to greet others first.
哦, 诶, 这很奇妙了, 过了一段时间了, 他就发现很多人对他很好。
This is quite strange that after a time of doing this, you will find that people will actually come to greet you and be nice to you.
哦, 所以这里讲了, 你用什么量器量给人, 那别人就用那个来量给你, 就是
And so here says, with the same measure you use, you'll be measured to you. This means that it's how people respond to you.
哦, 但是哦, 我们如果多给别人哦, 不会吃亏啊。
And the more you give to others, you will not come short.
为什么?
Why?
25节。
Verse
25. 有的还要给他, 没有的, 连他所有也要夺去。
Here say, whoever has to him more will be given, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
这非常奇妙, 这是天国的,就是很难了解, 但是体验得到了一个很重要的教训。
This is...
很难了, 有时候很难了解, 但是可以体验得到。
This even though may seem hard to understand, but we can experience it.
我们来看一节, 哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter
8. 哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这实话是真的。
He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
这个什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就看下面一节。Continue
reading verse 7.
不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意是神所喜爱的。第八节。
Verse
8. 能够将各样的恩惠多多加给你们, 使你们凡事充足, 能多行善事。 所以你看哦, 一个人如果常常行善哦, 他就看起来好像他失去了什么东西。
A person who does good work often, it seems that he is at a loss.
但是, 圣经里面讲哦, 神能够 将各样的恩惠给你更多。
But here says, the Bible says that God is able to give you sufficiently in all things.
然后让你常常充足，能够行更多善事。
And that he will give you even more abound, so that more abundance, so you can do every good work.
所以如果有人说啊, 我都没有得到什么神的恩典。
So if there's a person that claims that they never receive any blessings from God,
有时候你试着问他, 你有没有去行善过?
then we probably can attempt to ask him, have you done any good work?
啊, 因为神的话, 一定是会实现,
because all words of God will come to realization.
啊, 如果我们甘心乐意, 用爱心去行善, 神会不但补足我们, 而且给我们更多, 我们能够行更多的善。
And so if we willingly do good work, then God will give us abundance so that we can do even more.
啊, 所以我们回到马可第四章,
Let's go back to Mark chapter 4,
25节,
verse 25.
我的还要给他,
But whoever does not have, even what whoever has, to him more will be given.
但是没有的连他所有也要夺去。
But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him.
我们如果不愿意行善，或者连十一捐我们都不愿意奉献来感谢神哦，有时候连我们有的也变成没有。If
we're unwilling to do good work, or even to the point that we don't want to offer tithe, then whatever we have will eventually be taken away from us.
对，信仰啊，是一种很实在的体验。
Faith is a very realistic experience.
好, 那从第四章的26节, 一直到30节, 29节, 就是在讲种子天国这个天国的, 成长。
And so from chapter 4, verse 26 to 29, here talks about the growing seed, which the parable of the growing seed, which talks about the growth of our spirituality.
26节啊, 神的国好像种子撒在地上。
Here says the kingdom of God is just like as if a man should scatter seed on the ground.
夜夜睡觉，你就是什么都没有做嘛，因为是睡觉。
And when you're sleeping, is when you don't do much because you're sleeping.
诶, 白天你起来, 那个种子已经开始在长大了。
And by the rise of the day, you will see that the seed has started to sprout and grow.
那, 那个人却不晓得为什么会这样。
But the person does not know how that happened.
这个就是我们在传福音啊。And
so this signifies that when we are preaching,
好像我们到非洲去传福音。
It's like when we are preaching in Africa.
哦, 你到每一个村庄去撒种,
in every village, you will go and sow.
那撒完我们就, 呃, 工作结束我们就回家了。
So after your work is done, you go back home.
诶, 到第二年去的时候, 他已经成立教会了。
In the second year, when you return to that same place, you realize a church has been established.
怎么会这样呢?
How did that happen?
因为有的人他得到福音很单纯就求圣灵。
Because people who heard the word, some people very with a simple mind and heart, they started praying for the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵以后祷告有力量就开始体验到病得医治。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit, they experienced power, they experienced healing.
啊, 就把这个好消息传开来。
And slowly they start spreading the word.
有很多的乡村的人也跟着祷告就有体验，那教会就建立了。Other
villagers would join them, and they also will have experiences in faith.
我们做什么？我们只是把种子撒下去，我们就走了。So
what did we do? All we did was we sowed the word.
那为什么这？那成为教会。And
so why? How can a church be established?
因为种子本身有生命，神本身在工作，让它成长。Because
there is life in the seed, and the work of God makes it grow.
好，那第四章的30节到34节。
In chapter 4, verse 30 to 34.
这里在讲到这个神的国，那好像是种子。 芥菜种在地上，后来就长大。Here
says that the kingdom of God is like the mustard seed, and one day it grew.
所以到32节成为大的树枝。And
so 32 here says that it grows up and becomes like a big, large, shoots out large branches.
这个好不好呢?
Is this good?
那32节下半句哦，天上的飞鸟树在荫下。
Verse 32 here, so the birds of the air may nest under its shade.
那飞鸟是什么?
So what are birds?
我们前面已经提到过,那个飞鸟就是撒旦。
We already mentioned in the, from the previous Bible verses, it says that the birds are Satan.
所以树有鸟停在里面,这是什么?
And so when there's a large tree and there are birds that nest it under its shade, what does that mean?
现在人数最多的信耶稣就是天主教。
Right now, you can say the religion that has the most member are the Catholicism.
他传的已经跟圣经不一样了。
And what they preach is very different to what the Bible actually says.
有飞鸟停在里面。
Right now, it's just like the birds nest on the tree.
所以这本来就是不好的。
And so that is not a good sign.
所以在教会历史里面就出现这个例子。
And so in the history of church, a very similar scenario appeared.
那我们今天就学习,这一节就学习到这里。
Now we will conclude this session.
一起来。
Stop here. Let's pray in silence.